This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's bring in our former NFL scout from DallasCowboys.com, Brian Broaddus. Good morning, Broaddus. How are you?
Doing well. You think things are really going to change, that he's going to answer questions about that?
Heck no. He's going to give one line.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. What is any different than before?
Well, I think it's just that a lot of people get interested.
Are you looking for tension? Are you looking for tension?
Yeah.
Is that what you want? Uncomfortable radio?
Yeah.
That's why you have Fisher on at 7:30 in the morning.
That's a good point.
That's right.
I don't think anything is going to really change, you know, with that press conference. He's not going to give you anything. Where you learn a lot about Jason Garrett and this football team is the walk off. That's where you learn a lot about this football team and you know, what he's thinking and why he did things. And, you know, yeah, he's not looking to create any type of national firestorm here.
No.
You know, the questions you guys ask him and stuff like that is, you know, that's the best way to go about it. But these questions, this press conference, I was listening to you guys coming in. I'm thinking, it's not going to be any different than it normally is. It's just, you get him off to the side, he can kind of say, okay, hey, this is why we did what we did, or this is why we think what we did. So, you know, yeah, I, if you're looking for tension, I don't know. I mean, everybody will get the hint. They know what's going to happen.
Hmm.
I'm ruining your promotional idea. I don't want, I'm always managing expectations. You know, That's the thing about it. So we'll see.
Okay. What are you doing for the bye week? How are you getting away from football, or are you?
You know, it's a good question because I really haven't given much thought about it. I usually go to the lake this time of year and go and do some fishing, but I'm not going to be able to do that. I'll probably sit down and watch some more college football. My LSU Tigers are playing at 2:30 on Saturday, so you know, they got Auburn in town. See how they perform there. That might be a good opportunity for sit down and watch a little bit. Watch it a little closer than I normally get to do that.
And cooking wise,
don't know yet. I've reached out to you. I'll tell you what, something I am going to do. 2:30. I forgot about this. I'm going to go see KT and his event. I know you guys were promoting that earlier.
Saturday.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go out and see KT
and
hang out there, but. Cooking-wise, I don't think, you know, that's going to take a little planning. I like to just do a full day of that if I could.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I have the good enough plans. I know I talked to you about it a little bit, but probably going to go visit KT and watch a little football and see what kind of trouble we can get into from there.
I thought that's going to be Henderson Tap House.
Right,
2 or 2:30. We may be there a little bit earlier. I thought you were going to see visit KT. Like, he says he's on his deathbed. I thought you were going to a hospital visit today.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I don't know.
Are we going to have to go get blood or something like that? What's going on?
All right, this was very interesting. We were just debating in the commercial break. On DallasCowboys.com, you named the Cowboys' best offensive player 5 games in. Who is it and why?
Yeah, I think I couldn't imagine this team having to deal without Dak Prescott right now. And I feel like, though, that, you know, you could possibly be in a situation like the Giants are right now, you know, and not winning a game if it hadn't been for Prescott. And you know, they haven't had a running game that's been consistent enough. The offensive line has struggled at times along with the tight ends. The wide receivers have not done a very good job of getting open. Last year, they were one of the best in the league when it came to receiving and not dropping footballs. You know, now they're mid-pack in that. So he's had a lot of things thrown at him his second year that he's had to really shoulder. It reminds me a lot of what Tony Romo has had to do throughout his career. Playing that way and willing the team to win. I don't think Dak Prescott has, you know, hurt you in these last two games. I mean, we talk about the decision, the RPO, and he made the decision to try and rip it there and get the throw to Dez. But I think overall, you look at how he's played, you know, he gives you hope that, you know, if they can get some things turned around in the running game, if they can get their run defense lined up better, you know, then maybe that this team does have a chance to win some football games.
You know, you say this, and look, as a Dak guy, I completely agree with you. But I see so much, you know, hate on Twitter.
It's easy to hate the quarterback.
Yeah, but like, why is his perception so much different than his reality?
Yeah, I don't. Not me. Yeah, I think that we all feel like that we're evaluators of quarterbacks, that we all know what, you know, the one he played, I thought he went toe-to-toe with that guy the other day. I really, really did. And, you know, that their quarterback took some sacks and, you know, Dak was able to escape and stuff. I mean, I think this is the third time that he's played Aaron Rodgers. And you know, his record is 1-2. But in reality, though, he's played Aaron Rodgers to a standstill both times. And, you know, if he could have gotten some help in that football game, you know, maybe things would have been a little different for him. But, yeah, I think we all feel like that we understand quarterbacks. I'm not going to ever say that because I never understand quarterbacks. But I do see this guy playing well in what they're asking him to do. I just don't feel like that he's getting a lot of help at it right now.
You rank or evaluate how the three studs up front have played between Tyron, Zach,
and Travis?
It's
been troubling. Yeah, I ranking. I don't know. I just know. I think you're absolutely right. I don't think the whole issue has been at left guard, even though there have been some problems there. You know, the right tackle, I don't think has hurt you as bad as everybody wants to believe. But there has been some games where, you know, the interception in the Rams game, Zach Martin, you know, allowed David Brockers to get around him and Michael Brocker, excuse me, allowed him to get around him and hit Prescott there in the pocket. And that's something we don't traditionally see. Travis Frederick has had his share, you know, of not exactly taking care of his guy. They had some indecision, you know, in the Rams game with him and Jonathan Cooper that caused some problems. I think he was a little bit better in this last game, but you know, I mean, yeah, the guys that you're relying on to be your great players that have been great players in the past have let you down in some ways. Now, again, offensive line is a little different. You evaluate 65 plays and not just three. Now, but, you know, when you're talking about our best players against your best players, who's winning the majority of those matchups? You know, the Cowboys at those positions haven't been winning as many as they've have in the past.
Brian brought us to DallasCowboys.com here on 105.3 The Fan. So, as a whole, would you say that the Cowboys are an average, above average, or below average team right now?
Well, they're below average because they're 2-3.
Parcells line.
Yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. you can't stop the run. You don't tackle consistently enough. The problem is you have safeties that can now cover but can't tackle. So that's a problem. You were ranked first in the league last year in run defense. You know, we talk about the guys that walked out the door. I thought Roy made a really good point this morning. You know, the number of guys left, we all believe that, you know, you can replace those guys. And in time, you might be able to. But you know what? Like I say, with Barry Church was a difference maker as a tackler. As a cover guy, no. J.J. Wilcox as a tackler, you know, later on and when he was here, yeah, much better. You know, he's gone now, but he couldn't cover. But see, now you have guys like Woods and, you know, even Awuzie and guys like that are going to play safety. You know, they've struggled to tackle in the secondary, especially at safety. They've struggled at linebacker without Lee. Hitchens came back and, you know, here's a play, key play of the game, third down. You got two veteran linebackers that go the wrong way, you know, on a play that allows Aaron Rodgers to get out the gate. You know, now it becomes, instead of a field goal situation, it's like, well, hell, let's go win this football game. You know, so, yeah, they've had their share of problems. So you're below average in a lot of different areas. Other than your punter and your kicker, you know, you've kind of failed in a lot. And quarterback, as I was talking about, you've kind of failed in some areas.
Are you a believer in Philly?
Well, I was one of those guys that was kind of apprehensive about really what the quarterback, you know, throwing the football down the field. We've seen him throw the ball more. You know, I think that Philadelphia, you know, the thing I like about it that in this division is they've still got to play. You know, they got beat by Kansas City. That's their one loss. Everybody else they've played, you know, they've been better than. We'll see what happens when you get, you know, when you get Denver now on the schedule, you know, when you get some of these other matchups on the schedule. Seattle, people like that. We'll see where Philly is. And, you know, Dallas gets them twice. You know, the Redskins are going to have to – this division is going to come down to the bitter end because everybody's going to beat up on everybody. I know it's clichéic to say, but then, okay, who finds a way to beat Denver? Who finds a way to beat Kansas City? Who finds a way to get that one extra game that puts you over the top? And, you know, we'll get all that here, you know, in a couple of months.
I'll see you Saturday. Enjoy the bye week. And I'm telling you, enjoy this press conference coming up.
I will enjoy the press conference, but I just have a feeling if we could just put the 105.3, if we could just bring it at the walk-off, I think it would be a better press conference. Yep. How about that?
Thank you, Broadus.
You boys take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.